The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate. What's up?
I don't know. I didn't think we were going to do any more of these.
I know. At the rate that we're the frequency that we're doing this, I appreciate your patience and everyone. But it's a new year, it's a new start, and I'm jobless right now, so this is pretty much my life.
Oh, there you go.
Comedy is my life right now, including
sure.
This podcast. Yes,
sure. And I know you've got a gig coming up in Arizona.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to get out of California. I'm so excited.
You know, most people want to come here, by the way.
I know that's a thing. I think it's just I want to get out of Sacramento desperately. And I'm super excited for Arizona. I don't know if anyone's listening that's in Arizona or that has friends in Arizona, but check out my Facebook information. I have it there, but it's in Scottsdale, and it's with Cass McPherson. She's a local comic over there, so super excited about that.
Yes. Come and see a local comic and a non-local comic.
Yeah.
I love the description of you.
I think that's the one I wrote.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay. So,
I didn't read it.
So I shared the thing on the Nate Darling Show page because, you know, I like to promote as much as we can. And it says,
meet our featured comedian.
Diana Hong is a Sacramento native who's explored the states as a professional golfer. After playing competitively for many years, she abandoned golf to chase her childhood dream of becoming a stand-up comedian. She wants to be able to heal and expose the world for what it is and can be through humor. Diana charms and captivates the audience through personal experiences and observations, topped off with a sarcastic twist. Throughout many challenges and struggles that we face in the world, Diana shows that comedy is the right antidote.
Actually, my friend helped me write that, too. It was like, they're like, write a bio. And I was like, I don't like writing about myself. That's why I don't do all online dating. I'm just not a person that does that. So, I don't know. I can be charming. Not really, but.
Sure, you can. And if you don't like the Nate Darling Show Facebook page, here's what I wrote. Hello, Arizona peeps. Put down your guns. Stop looking for Mexicans and come see Diana Hong do some comedy. There will be more people sneaking into the country, so take a night for you.
I really like that. I like that. That's better than what I wrote. I was just like, if you, you know, come say hi and laugh, and I don't know what else there is to do in Arizona.
That's boring. Well, you can sweat and look. Well, basically, mostly what they do is carry guns and look for Mexicans. At least that's my knowledge of it.
Yeah, because when I lived there, all I did was golf, and it was just weird because, like, I walked into Chipotle. I'm a huge Chipotle person, so I go into Chipotle, and there's a sign that says, like, conceal firearms aren't allowed or something like that. And
yeah.
I was like, why is this a notification? Like, why is I've never seen that before. And I realized that it was Arizona, and they have guns all the time.
Yeah,
on them, and I was just like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah,
like,
a lot of open carries in Arizona.
Yeah, but then like they had to tell you not to conceal it. I was like, I thought that was like a federal thing that we all knew. But if you had to remind your people, I was kind of confused. I was like, was there an incident why they thought this was a necessary thing to do?
Well, I think what they did was at a certain point they were allowing it. At a certain point, they went no more of that, and so they posted it.
That makes sense.
Just so that people would know. I had a weird Chipotle moment, speaking of Chipotle. I've been going there a lot more recently because, when I want to get something quick, I want to get something that's a little bit healthier. So I've been going to the best, it's not the closest one to where I work, but the best one is for me to get to where they're not, you know, heads up ass doing stuff, is the one on Folsom Boulevard, which is near Sac State. And I walked in there today. Because I get a burrito with plain brown rice, and I walk in. There's no line at this point, so I hit it at the right time. And I have two of them look up at me and go, one of them turns and goes, plain brown. And they look at me and go, plain brown, right? And I'm like, I'm like, shit, I'm coming here too often.
That happened to me at the Nordstrom rack, the one close to the rack on Arden. And she like just automatically knew. And I was like, I guess this is like, I was like, I don't, should I be concerned? And she's like, well, it's not McDonald's. I'm like, I mean, you guys used to be owned by McDonald's. So this is, I mean, it is an upgrade, but still.
I think they just recognized my sweet stash.
Oh, I think that's what it is. Your stash is super sweet though.
That and the fact that not many people are getting the plain brown rice.
That's true.
So it's probably a little bit different. You know, I don't want everything that I eat to be assaulted by cilantro.
I love cilantro. Well, and Chipotle, so good.
Chipotle is the place for you because
I love Chipotle.
It's in everything.
I made a mistake though because I get a burrito bowl, and one time I saw someone get extra cilantro on like the burrito or something. I was like, that's an option. I got so excited, and so I ordered that, and it was way too much cilantro. I didn't even know that was possible. I love cilantro that much where I didn't think extra cilantro, there was like a thing of too much cilantro. And that occurred, and I was so sad because I eat the whole thing. I'm not going to throw that away. But so I powered through, and I was just like, never again. The hell was I thinking?
Yeah, I was at that same thing with some coworkers, and I didn't know this was possible. Because somebody goes, I noticed this really big guy, like 400 pounds if he's an ounce dude. And you know how they ask salsa, hot, mild, or corn?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the guy goes, I'll have all of the salsas. All of them.
All of them. My friend used to do that.
It wasn't hot, mild, or corn. It was yes.
That's my favorite.
And I didn't think anything of it until one of my coworkers goes, hey, that cop is getting like all of the salsas on his burrito bowl. And they literally had to mash down the top of the burrito bowl like you would if you were packing for a big vacation and your suitcase was overstuffed.
I've seen that before. My friend, when we were in high school, she would order like everything. It was a fajita burrito. Like it would barely close. And she's like this tiny Asian girl. So I was just like, where does it all go? Like, I don't. But she would order everything. And not going to lie, if they didn't have onions in those, like I get the hot salsa because I like spicy, but they blend it up. I don't like tasting like individual onion pieces.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but if they didn't have onions, everything on that counter would be going in my bowl. I'm not ashamed to admit that they would be doing that with me and I would be killing it every single time.
Yeah.
I love Chipotle so much.
They are quite good, but a little expensive.
Yeah.
They do get expensive.
That's when I was working at the rack, I would only go to like treat myself. If I had a really bad day or had a really bad customer, I was like, I deserve this right now.
Mondays tend to be my burrito day because we record the podcasts on Monday night and I don't get to come home and make dinner. I'll eat something later on. So I need to have a nice big meal that's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
So that's my burrito day.
Oh, I need, I'm my friend, we're going to have dinner tomorrow. And she's like, well, where do you, is Chipotle? I've been craving Chipotle. Where do you want to, like, is that okay? I'm like, dude, I'm okay with Chipotle all the time. Like, that's my thing. Like, I hate restaurants. I hate making choices. I hate menus. Like Cheesecake Factory gives me anxiety.
Well, Cheesecake Factory, it's ridiculous. It's a manifesto. It's a manifesto.
It is. And I'm just like, I'm just cool with bread and like maybe an alcoholic drink. And I guess I'll pick a salad. I don't know what the fuck to do there. It's just so overwhelming. And then I look at the and then they put the calories on everything. I'm just like, dear God, I don't need to be reminded of this shit.
They have to. It's a state law.
Oh, that makes sense. No.
Yeah, they have to put the calories on everything.
Oh, man.
So you wanted to talk about this.
Oh, did you see this article before?
I did not.
This was blowing up my Facebook. Okay, after the whole Ferguson thing, did you get... I mean, I'm sure everyone did, but like the whole like... There'll be like some... And I hate to do this because this is not... I'm going to say this, but it's definitely generalized. I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of the white people on my Facebook will post up articles like something like this. And they'll be like, why isn't there a riot over this? Blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Oh, we can't have it's, you know, in a liberal society, like it's not racist because it's against white people. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you guys are missing the whole entire point of everything that just happened. You guys are missing the point. One, two, I saw this article multiple times on multiple on my feed, which really got me. Finally, I just got so mad because I saw the comments, which I hate. I don't recommend to people.
Yeah, don't read the comments.
Don't read the comments. But it was like this guy, this comic posted it up. And we had a discussion later on the thread. So I think we're cool. But he posted it up. He's like, why are these people not being charged with a hate crime. What's the definition of a hate crime? Like, how come this is, you know, they're not being charged? If this doesn't fit the definition of a hate crime, what does? And then that's where the comment came in of like, well, because it's a liberal society, it's because it's against a white person, it doesn't constitute as a hate crime. And they talked about like, yeah, where's our Al Sharpton? Like shit like that.
I don't want an Al Sharpton. I don't. That guy's an asshole.
No, he is. Like, I think we can all like agree, regardless of race. I mean, depending on, I mean, he's someone that I stay away from. But the point being was that this article was posted the way that it was with that heading. And then on top of that, people just made it into this big race thing.
You have a very different set of friends than I do. I did not see this. I've seen a lot of stuff, obviously, because Kareem is like his own Huffington Post of reposting racial stuff. The headline is thick. So this is how I know this is not an actual news.
That's another thing that pissed me off too. I was like, did you not read? That's like getting something from The Onion and being like, you guys.
No, it's not. But it's, I mean, to be fair, there are blogs on both sides that post ridiculous stuff with inflammatory language. And our friend Kareem, who's on the Nate Darling show, posts stuff from these blogs that I've never heard of. And they're all, you know, African-American based, and they all come at it from their own slant. This, obviously a very big slant, headline, six thugs commit a brutal crime on Christmas Eve, then post the evidence right on Facebook.
And you want to read the URL where it's from?
It's from toprightnews.com.
That's the thing. Like, okay, so what happened was these, I think it was like a total of five or six girls who happened to be black,
mm-hmm.
Jumped this girl, that's this white girl, on Christmas Eve. I guess her boyfriend, who's black, drove her. So what the article, in this article, the story says, the girl is now dating her ex-boyfriend, the white girl's ex-boyfriend. I needed a chart to even figure out the writing on this is so poor. It's so bad. And I'm saying that they jumped her and they posted everything on Facebook. And then she's like, I'm scared to leave my house, all this shit. And then, people interpret this version of the story as like she was jumped because she's white.
Okay, well, here's an actual news organization that did a story on it. So let's take a listen to the actual news story.
She says she was betrayed by her boyfriend, and now pictures of a battered tri-state woman are spreading on social media.
The alleged attackers captured it on camera and proudly posted it. Evan Millward is on your side tonight. He is live with her plea for help. Evan?
Well, we have confirmed that Forest Park police are investigating this case, but Cheyenne Willis says she is frustrated and humiliated because her attackers are still out and bragging about it. And I'll warn you, some of what you're about to see can be very hard to watch.
I wanted to just die. I really wish they would have killed me. I don't want to be here no more, honestly.
Cheyenne Willis has bruises and a concussion, but her emotional scars are so much worse.
It's hard for me to talk about. I'm traumatized. I jump at every noise I hear. I have dreams. I don't want to leave my mom's sight.
Willis says this is all about a car she'd tried to buy. Its owner, one of her attackers, now says Willis stole it. The people in this blurry video cut her hair, slapped her, then wrote a threat on her forehead, even signing their names. Willis says her then-boyfriend set her up. She knows a couple of the girls who attacked.
I'm humiliated. I'm scared to show my face if I'm out.
And as if that wasn't enough, these photos have spread all over Facebook. Cheyenne's sister, Amber.
It had my blood boiling. To be honest, I was really mad and upset. And
Willis filed this police report, but she says it isn't accurate. Now she's just waiting, more scared than she's ever been.
I don't really like saying that I'm scared of somebody because it makes your appearance weaker, but I am scared. That's the truth.
And she tells us she agreed to talk about this because she wants her side of the story out, and she's found hope from the people who support her. So again, Forest Park police say this is an open case. When we get an update from them about an arrest.
So anything in the actual news story does not indicate specifically a hate crime because she was not targeted because of her race.
Oh, yeah. No, so on the, when I commented, I put the FBI definition of hate crime. Because the thing that bothered me the most was that people turned something like this into a race thing just because the parties were of opposite races. That, to me, pissed me off. First off, this is from top right white
it doesn't,
right
yeah,
wing
but that
news
doesn't,
or whatever. So the writing in general, the one I'm talking about is the writing in general for that article is just extremely poor. And like anyone that has like, this is the thing that really scares me about like social media and sometimes media in general, especially social media, is because anyone can be a journalist now. There's so many people that are like, yeah, I'm a writer, I'm a journalist, and I'm like, you are a blogger.
Yeah,
you don't do the research properly just because you get hella likes. That's like everyone's a freaking model because they know how to pick a filter on Instagram. Like, and that's not what constitutes a career.
And to be fair, there are a lot of blogs on the other side that do the exact same thing. They write complete inaccuracies. They slant stuff to whatever slant on the story they want. And they just put it out there. And people go, oh, it's a news story. It's on the internet.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, I only use this as a specific example because this was just like the first thing that, like, it was so far from like, in both sides. I'm not saying like, you know, I'm not picking a side. I'm just picking apart this whole entire, this is just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't comment. I don't go on a soapbox on Facebook on other people's pages because I'm just, I let it go. But it was other people and just the way they're commenting and the likes that they were getting on their comments, I was just like, for real people. Like, do you even know what a hate crime is? Like, can we talk about that first? Like, know what you're talking about. And then later on, the person that posted this and I, like, we had a discussion. I was like, whatever, regardless what happened, like, the way this went about, she got jumped and they put it on Facebook. That's fucked up. No one deserves to get jumped. Even if you steal their, I'm not a big fan of the police, but there's a reason why all these systems are in place. So things like this don't have to happen. And sometimes you have to, people feel like they have to take it into their own hands. But like, this is not about race, and that's where like all people just get so angry at each other.
Yeah, and everything that's happened over the past several months has only made it worse.
Yeah,
because everybody feels like they need to pick a side. There's too many people picking sides and not enough people going, how do we make things better?
That's one reason I don't like politics. Is just like I feel like it's always like it's like kindergarten or like high school again. I don't even know which anything. It's just we're all kids again. You have to pick a side. It's like, oh, I'm friends with, you can't be friends with this person because that person's my enemy. You have to have my back. Like it's that kind of shit. It's like, no, like we look at the situation, fix the situation. We don't have to pick sides. And that was the way that this whole thing was written. And of course, I mean, I don't know, like the whole thing about it, like there's a reason why it's an open investigation. You know, they're trying to figure it out. Obviously it was about a car that was supposedly bought but not bought. Like that's something, regardless, criminal charges will be filed, but it's just a matter of like, what are they going to be charged with, how severe, like all that kind of stuff. That's why it's open. It's not that she's not going to get the so-called justice that she probably needs or deserves, but the criminals get off all the time. It's a whole mess of a thing, but the fact that this turned into a race thing, which a lot of people do, and I think from my understanding of Al Sharpton is one of those people, that's what a lot of, you know, a lot of public figures do that too. And it's just, I don't like social media for that reason, because everyone has a platform that doesn't deserve a platform.
Right. There's no,
it's a dangerous thing.
There's no thought that's required.
No. And
at all.
No. And oh my God. And honestly, if someone stole my car, I hate to say it, if someone stole my car, I would be upset too. Would I jump that person with six other people or five other people? Probably not.
Right.
But if shit went down, shit goes down. Like, obviously, like that, I'm not justifying anything, but I'm just saying it's not a race thing. And it's funny, like those people that were so angry making it to a race thing, I'm like, I know you would go like hood on some people if they jacked your shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this, like, let's pick a side on a topic that doesn't even exist in this situation.
Well, the thing, here's the only thing. Now, as I'm reading this and I don't see any attributing to it, I did not hear it in the actual news story. One of the girls is now dating her ex-boyfriend. And it says, and wanted to give the white girl some payback.
Exactly. But that's the thing that got me. I was like, what the fuck?
But if she would have actually said, we're going to give that white girl some payback, if you do flip that, then you have enough to charge with a hate crime. Because it then becomes, oh, well, you were against a certain group. Like, if you were to say, we're going to give that lesbian some payback, or we're going to give that Oriental some payback, then that automatically will get looked at as a hate crime.
Well, I don't think, okay.
But there's no actual...
No, there is none at all. But I think if that was said, I think it's just how people, like, you know, when you're angry and you want to, like, attack someone and you just get in the heat of the moment, people mention race. That's the first thing people go to when they're trying to attack someone.
Yeah, race, weight, appearance.
Yeah, they do that. And it's not necessarily they're hating on that specific person. It depends how good the lawyers are involved in this case. But if that was actually said, if the prosecuting attorney is really good, then maybe it could be charged with a hate crime because of what it was said. But, like, let's be real. Like, they're probably just saying that because that's what she is. She could have been black, and they probably would have been like, we're going to charge that bitch, ratchet. They're going to name another.
Right.
They're going to use another adjective to describe her and still attack her. And so when I first read it, I was like, so, because I didn't watch the news story because I just jumped on, and this was my bad too. I just jumped on the thing and I was just like, if anything, if this was about dating someone's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend or whatever, that's not a hate crime. Dating someone else's ex, that's not a hate crime.
No, it is
so
not.
So for them to, like, regardless, was just like, oh my God, this gives me such a headache. Like, I was not a fan.
Well, as the Iron Sheik tweeted, fuck the Monday.
Iron Sheik is words of wisdom. Words of wisdom from a great man.
That it is. It's absolutely the greatest wisdom. By the way, if you want to follow Diana on Twitter, it's @bitchespreach. I am @NateDarling on Twitter. So I think I tweet a little bit more than you.
I think you... Oh, you tweet a lot more than me. And I'm gonna I actually got a notification on my phone that was like, do you still exist?
Oh no.
And I was like, oh shit. So are you gonna call me out on, like, how I never ever tweet?
Well, I don't know. The last tweet I have from, here's your last tweet. Would you care to guess the date?
God, August.
No, it was October 5th.
Oh, that's better than what I thought.
You have one in one in October. We did this the last time you were here. you retweeted. You tweeted something I said on the show on the 22nd. You retweeted a link to this show on September 21st, and then before that it was August. So I'm really not surprised. You have 28 tweets.
Yeah.
20. I know people who tweet 28 times a day.
I feel like 150 characters, like, really stifle, like, what?
It's 140.
140.
The
see, there we go. It's even worse than
you
what
need
I thought.
Do it more
but
often.
Then but then, like, my Facebook, I'm pretty good on Facebook. I've actually died down on Facebook a little bit too. Because I get so frustrated. I made this long ass post about, like, how if you're gonna, like, have two or more grammatical mistakes on your post, I'm not gonna take your point seriously.
Right.
Because if you don't have the energy or if you're not gonna take the time to edit, proofread your shit, you obviously didn't take the time to research your shit. And then someone was like, I know plenty of brilliant scientists that, like, that are brilliant. They just don't, like, know. They don't know grammar very well. I'm like, I don't know grammar very well either, but I'm going to proofread my shit to make sure I can communicate to other people. That's the whole point of the post.
Just as a point of comparison, you have 28 tweets total. Keith Lowell Jensen, who is another comedian, he has 11 tweets in the last 23 hours.
Oh, damn. Okay.
By the way, there's a happy medium in there, people. it can be more than 28 times in a year and a half, and it can be less than 11 times in a 23-hour period. You know, one or two a day.
Yeah, okay. I see you bring a valid point to the table. I will definitely acknowledge that.
Now, I have not been super active on Twitter lately either. But a lot of it's just, for me, it's check-ins and photos. Like, I went to Pancake Circus for the first time.
How was that?
It's all right. It's the creepiest place I've ever eaten. Have you been to Pancake Circus?
I've never even heard of it.
Okay, Pancake Circus, if you're in if you're visiting Sacramento, it's down on Broadway. And it's open until 2 in the afternoon, but they do have a dinner menu, which is hilarious.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so it's open to, what time did they open?
Like say 5 or 6 in the morning.
5 or 6 in the morning, and they close at 2, but they have a dinner menu.
Yeah, I think they're open late night too, but they've got a clown motif inside. Which is a little weird.
A clown motif. Yeah. That's creepy. I already don't want to go.
but to make it very clear, if there's a name of a food in the name of the restaurant, then you have to order that. So I got the silver dollar pancakes, which were actually pretty decent. So
I don't know. Like, to me, that's, I don't know. I don't go out. If I'm going to go out and eat, I don't go out to a place where I can make shit at home.
Right.
Like a pancake. Like, how do you fuck up a pancake? And why would I pay extra for someone else to make something that you can't really fuck up?
Well, you have to make it. There's the setup. There's the cleanup. There's the everything. Sometimes you just want to go and have a pancake made by somebody else. It's true.
It tastes better with someone else's blood, sweat, and tears. That's
yeah.
What.
So it's better off if Jose is in the back cooking up my pancake. So either way, there was a lot of ranting in the show.
I already did it. Maybe I shouldn't condense what I did on my Facebook about like proofreading your shit before you post it. It's the same thing as researching it. That's the same bitches tweet, bitches preach, bitches tweet. I think I should just change it. The same thing. It's just like, if you're going to post something, read it, research yes. it, and stop perpetuating ignorance. Cause it's real at this time. It's a sensitive time for our society because technology is so readily available
mm-hmm.
for people who are very easily influenced, and voting is taking place next year.
Yes.
So we should really be careful with this kind of shit. I am scared. I think that's bitches preach. I'm scared. That's what it is.
I think you make a good point. My bitches preach is stop making excuses for ignorance.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm sick of it. People say and post ignorant shit all of the time. And invariably, when I call it out, somebody comes to their defense with some fucking excuse. And then when you say, stop making excuses, then the response is, oh, it's not an excuse. That's the way it is. No, that's the way it is because people accept making excuses rather than being better.
Well, it's what I've noticed is just lazy. Like getting the news, like I hate to say I get my news from Facebook because I'm lazy. I want people to tell me what's interesting because I'm too lazy to go look it up. But then if like something like this, I looked at the actual news article, like other news sources, like
right
to figure out what was going on because I was like, this is horrible. And most of the time it doesn't catch my attention. So I just scroll down and it's whatever. But yeah, there's no excuse for it. If you have access to the internet, I'm pretty sure like you can Google. So that's what I said. I was like, if you have access to the internet, you have Google. And if it's not that easily readily available, then there is a freaking library. Go pick up a book instead of tweeting this shit or Facebooking it.
Yeah, if you can tweet it out, you can Google it up. So, by the way, if you think that Kanye discovered Paul McCartney, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, that was... No, my favorite was he bowed a... blow up.
Yeah, he's about to blow up.
Thanks to Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeezus.
Yeah.
That's why he's Yeezus, everybody.
He is. All right, that's going to be Bitches Preach for this week.
Let's, yes.
We'll do it on the regular again.
I think now
we had about a month break.
Oh, the holiday season. Oh, retail, how much I love you.
Yep. Well, you miss it now, don't you?
Oh, God. Not at all.
All right, here's a bunch of women rapping and stuff. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic because I'm singing.